At Athletic Brewing Co., we know the big game's no time for a bad call, on or off the field. This year, you and your friends can make the best call of the night by bringing Athletic Brews to the party. Whether they're your pick for the night or the perfect fourth quarter audible, Athletic Brewing Co.'s great-tasting, non-alcoholic brews can put a win, without a hangover, in the palm of everyone's hands. Head to athleticbrewing.com to find a store near you and stock up for Sunday.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All hail the new king in town!
Live from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Let's spend a little time on Jalen Hurts. Let's be fair and balanced.
Let's do it, man. I like this kid.
I shouldn't like him, and I do.
And his story is so amazing that it needs to just be repeated.
Today's guests, 49ers quarterback Trey Lance, Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Montana, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, WWE Superstar Seth Rollins, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Can confirm we are live here in the Super Bowl city and state of Arizona. We are thrilled to be here inside the Super Bowl experience in the downtown Phoenix Convention Center for today and the next 2 days after this, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Could not be more thrilled to bring the first ever Super Bowl show to the Roku channel. We are thrilled to be here on streaming on the Roku channel for free. And everybody can get the Roku channel for free by going to any Roku device, Samsung Smart TVs, select Samsung Smart TVs, Amazon Fire TV. If you have the Roku app, guess what? It's free to get the Roku channel on the Roku app and the RokuChannel.com. That is how you could see it. Our beautiful set that is in the Super Bowl experience in the downtown Phoenix Convention Center that later on today will be filled with hyped children. And for the moment, my hyped children running around here are Chris Brockman and TJ Jefferson right next to Chris Brockman and DJ Mikey Diaz and D's Nuts.
Yes.
Right here. Mike Del Tufo. We are back here at the Super Bowl.
What's up, Rich?
Rich, how you feeling, baby?
Look at us.
Look at us.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to introduce one last special friend that's right here on the set with
us. My cousin Vinny.
Your cousin Vinny.
Wow.
It is the greatest trophy in all of sports, and obviously I am biased. So with all due respect to those who follow hockey and love baseball and love basketball, but this bauble to my left, this is the genuine article. That's the benefit of having this show hosted by somebody who's been with the NFL and covering my 20th Super Bowl for NFL Network, is we have the Vince Lombardi trophy right here.
That's what's up.
And this is next to me on my desk. I've got a cactus to my right. And to my left, I have the Vince Lombardi trophy, far more expensive than the cactus, which is, by the way, very beautiful. And we get to keep the cactus by the end of the week. So, guys,
I got it. I'm definitely taking it.
I got a cactus.
Don't make me pull this thing over and separate you guys. It's just a cactus. But we have the Vince Lombardi trophy here. And the neat part about it is we have somebody who's hoisted this four times, Joe Montana. Somebody who's hoisted it one time and had a chance to hoist it two more times, and Kurt Warner coming by here. And Charles Woodson, I believe, had to hoist it with his non-separated arm. Charles Woodson will be here in hour number three. Kurt Warner and Joe Montana back-to-back in hour number two. And the first guest that we're going to have here at the convention center coming up in about 17 minutes' time is Trey Lance, who, as we know, is the quarterback of the moment for the San Francisco 49ers. Seth Rollins is stopping by, WWE superstar, and I booked him the other day when he was booked for the show the other day. I called you, TJ, and I'm
right away.
Guess who's coming? Day one. And he's a diehard Bears fan. So,
yes, he is.
And we've got Justin Fields tomorrow. We've got some great guests lined up for all of us here on the Rich Eisen Show, joining us at the Convention Center in downtown Phoenix. And we're thrilled that you are here. And that's how we're setting the stage for day three of Super Bowl week of our coverage, but day one here. And Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs spoke today. We're going to hear from the Eagles later on today. They speak one more time tomorrow, the players do. The coaches speak one more time after that. And then nothing but the football remains for the Super Bowl 57 week here in Arizona. And we're thrilled not only to bring our show from Los Angeles to here, and when we do that, we also bring our Emmy Award-winning coverage of Patrick Mahomes' ankle. Now, you know that we have had Ankle Watch 2023 in a way that I would put our ankle coverage up against anybody else. And we don't have like orthopedic surgeons on our program. We don't do that sort of injury conversation. No. What we do is just focus on the ankle itself. With any video that could be possibly shot by anybody that's actually at these press conferences, as you know. We were the first to show you how Mahomes is going to be fine in the AFC Championship game and the way that he got up and down from a riser, very similar to the one that our set is built on right here. At any rate, I have set up our ankle watch coverage reminding everybody how expert we are at it, and the fact that Patrick Mahomes spoke again about his ankle today. I could have easily just thrown to the soundbite, but I wanted to give ourselves a pat on the back. Here's what Patrick Mahomes had to say about his readiness for Super Bowl 57 on that supposedly highly sprained ankle.
Last week you had mentioned that the ankle was preventing you from really stopping with some of the pain. Where are you at, and how close do you feel like you are to just doing everything that you'd be able to normally do with the injury?
Yeah, I don't think you'll know exactly until you get to game day. I'm definitely in a better spot. I definitely can move around better than I was moving last week or 2 weeks ago. And so it's just trying to continue to get the treatment and the rehab and get to as close as I can to 100%, and then rely on some adrenaline to let me do a little bit extra when I'm on the field. So it's going to be definitely better, more mobile, be able to move around a little bit better for sure. And then we'll see on game day how close to 100% I can be.
All right, I take two things from that. The first thing I take from it is that we are so damn bored waiting for the Super Bowl to actually kick off that I wouldn't be surprised if somebody actually takes a microphone and sticks it in Patrick Mahomes' ankle and starts to interview the bone itself.
I would do that.
Tell me, how do the ligaments feel?
Yep.
What are we going to honestly, I personally think that there's not going to be any problem.
Unless
at
he
all.
Gets hit on it, I can't imagine that he's not going to be 100% in the Patrick Mahomes MVP we've seen all year.
Andy Reid said that the entire playbook is available.
I definitely don't think he's going to be 100%, though. I was watching today. Still a little bit of...
What'd you see?
Oh. Well, you know...
TJ, if you're going to bring... any information to the table for our Emmy Award-winning ankle coverage, you understand it's a very high bar. So what are you talking about?
I understand that, and I use my years of working at Foot Locker. Like I told you, I know about supination of the foot. So the way I watched his gait, he didn't look 100%. He looked like he might be about 85, but enough to continue on with the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very good.
Years working at Foot Locker.
We should have a like a referee jersey available for you to put that stuff on.
I have one.
I left mine.
I brought one.
Too.
Very good. Did you really bring one?
Yeah, I have a ref jersey.
Of course he does.
He didn't bring it.
I have a Rich. You I packed a lot. I drove out.
He drove a car here, man.
Mike I got drove, a lot of stuff
folks.
With me.
I honestly think this is not going to be an issue. I think he's actually going to be better than we saw in the AFC Championship game, and I don't think this is an issue at all. And now we're just focused on legacy questions for him, quite frankly. And that is, he going to show up to this game and win this football game and get one closer to Tom Brady? Joe Montana, who's won four times and used to have the standard set in this department, is going to join us in hour number two. But here's what Mahomes asked. I got what he was asked about. What's at stake? Is that what he was asked? Because what he's chasing. There we go. Which is an interesting choice of words, since apparently, you know, he's got a bad
ankle.
Well,
it's a must-win game, Rich.
Here's what he's saying.
What are you chasing?
What I'm chasing is I never say I'm chasing a player. I'm chasing that I don't want to have any regrets when I step off this football field. And I understand how lucky I am to be in this organization. I understand how lucky I am to play with guys that are going to be Hall of Famers. And so when I look back at the end of my career, I don't want to look back and be like, man, I didn't give everything I have to win Super Bowls because of the great people I have around me. And so when I get done with my career, I just want to make sure that I know that I gave everything I had on that football field.
He's chasing Brady. I mean, that's it. That's what every quarterback's chasing. But he's still in the part of his career where it's absurd to sit here and say, I'm chasing Tom Brady, because he's not even 28 years old. This is what the question that we're referring to, or the media is referring to when asking him who he's chasing. Right now, all he's doing is just chasing a championship and start stacking them. And then once he stacks enough of them, that's when he can potentially turn his attention and say he's hitting this sort of button by saying, I'm going after Tom Brady. Can you imagine if he came out and said this? I'm chasing Tom Brady right now. I mean, that's who he's chasing.
I respect it. I'd respect the moxie. But look, he's in year six, year five as a starter. Like, this is where he's at. And he's had tremendous success early on. So this is going to be the conversation the rest of his career.
I was talking to DP on his show today and about young quarterbacks who have been that successful at this age. So you could sit here and say, who can actually run down Tom Brady or get in his area code not named Patrick Mahomes? And, you know, so there's two of those. I'll take the other one first, which is which other quarterback that's young enough and good enough right now and has the ability to potentially start winning and be so generationally talented and surrounded by a talent that can do it. Obviously, that's Joe Burrow in my estimation. Joe's the only other one who can start to get back to Super Bowls and start to win. He's made two AFC Championship games in a row. And obviously, we'll see what happens once he gets totally paid to the rest of that roster. But other than him, you know, I don't know who else could start to put seasons together to get to the Super Bowl. And you could sit here and assume he can get to the Super Bowl enough other than Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is the only one with a win right now of all these young Turk quarterbacks. So that's one. And the other one is another guy who I thought had a chance at some point to start to get in this direction and had, like Mahomes, a chance to get closer to Brady by actually beating him in the Super Bowl is Russell Wilson. Yeah. Everybody kind of forgets because of what just happened with the Broncos Nation, Lex Ride, disastrous year in Denver, but Russ came out of the gate and started winning division titles, and he started winning NFC championship games. He was the guy that would get into the divisional round every year, either by being the one seed and getting to the divisional round or winning a couple playoff games, a wild card game, either at home or on the road. And he had that going on. And I just... He really did.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it right now. So his first 9 years in the league, he won 98 games.
Right.
Wow. 267 touchdowns. Obviously won a Super Bowl, been to another one.
Sure, won two Super Bowls.
He made eight Pro Bowls in 9 years. I mean, Russell Wilson has every accolade
correct
that you could possibly, except for an MVP, to be, you know, and that's a 9-year run. It was not just the first five.
It was a spectacular first few years of his career, and you said 9-year run, and you take a look at the first 5 years of his career, and he was on a path.
Oh yeah.
The question is, you know, is Mahomes going to be part of a franchise where suddenly that path starts to go a little bit wayward and he's going to wind up somewhere else in his 30s? Of course not. This guy is going to be like Brady, where he's going to be with this team for a very long time, and I doubt there's going to be any fall off. I don't sit here and think in any way, shape, or form that if he ever decides in his mind's eye, I'm going to chase Tom Brady, he can do it. Now, there is the Philadelphia Eagles standing in his way this year. Yeah. And if he does not win this one, then obviously he will still only have one. And Brady can just sit back and start smoking cigars like he's the 72 Dolphins, you know, and start popping champagne corks. That's the way this is going to go from now on.
He's turning to Mercury Morris now?
I truly believe this is the new conversation. Again, the conversation used to be, can somebody go chase down our second hour guest in Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw? And now the conversation is, who are you chasing? And it's him. And, you know, we have once again led the show with Patrick Mahomes, and I'm sure Philadelphia Eagles fans are like, what gives on that front? Don't worry. We're going to give your team a ton of due by asking all of these experts, because they have hoisted this trophy to my left, if they think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this football game. And I bet you, Chris, when it's all said and done at the end of the week, when you tally up all the people who think the Eagles are going to win, or who's going to win the Super Bowl, I think the Eagles might wind up with more people saying that they're going to win than not.
Maybe.
I know Kurt Warner, when he joins us in hour number two, having had conversations with him, he saw the Eagles eviscerate the Niners in the NFC Championship game, that I think he's going to sit here and lean in their direction. So we're off and running here from the Super Bowl state of Arizona, just down the road from Scottsdale, just further down the road from Glendale, where the Super Bowl is taking place. We are hanging out here at the Super Bowl experience at the downtown Phoenix Convention Center all day today, and then Thursday and Friday right here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, Trey Lance is going to be our first guest here, and so much more. Don't move, and you can Just check us out on the Roku channel, our beautiful set here in downtown Phoenix. We're back with more on this radio TV streamer in a moment.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Super Bowl Convention Center, the Rich Eisen Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Joining me here, our first guest of Super Bowl week right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel and this terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM and Odyssey and more, courtesy of Sleep Number, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Trey Lance. How you doing, Trey?
Good to see you. I'm doing great, man. It's great to see you, too.
Good to have you here.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I was noticing the way you got up here.
You were watching my walk, huh?
I was watching your gait. No hitch in
my
your
gait.
Well,
how'd it look?
Here's the deal. We are all over ankle watch for Mahomes, so we are experts on whether somebody needs help getting up a riser or down to the riser. You just hop right up. You look great.
I noticed you guys were kind of ready, holding the hands out and everything. Like I was going to need a crutch or something. We can go for a jog or something if you
really
want. Like, I mean, whatever.
Trey, I won't lie. I was recording you, just your ankle.
My walk
from you walked up there. I saw you walk on the steps. So we're going to analyze this footage
later. I'll pretend like that's not weird. Yeah, it's fine.
No, you are actually creeping me out, and it's your job not to creep me out and do what you did, by the way. So it's how are you feeling? You look good.
I'm doing great. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a great spot with my recovery.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, Sleep Number has been a huge part of that. You know, my recovery.
Look at you.
You know how important sleep is for you?
Of course it is.
I mean, my Sleep Number bed, obviously I can raise my feet up.
Okay.
And I can put the ice, the game ready, Preventis, whatever I need on my ankle.
Uh-huh.
Elevate my ankle.
Look at you.
And I'm in a great spot.
Do you want to work your number?
I mean, they got a foot they got a foot warmer.
Okay.
I mean, how many beds do you know you got a foot warmer?
I don't know. I don't know of many of them.
I mean, I know your wife's feet get cold sometimes.
Okay.
So I'm just throwing it out there. I know you're on a Sleep Number.
By the way, my setting's 60.
I'm a 35.
Okay, very good. Not saying that this is weird as well. So you're pitching me a bed? Is that what you're doing right now?
I mean,
I want to know about your ankle, and you're pitching me a bat.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just letting you know that.
Very impressive.
Sleep Number has been a huge part of that
Trey
recovery.
Lance, you're a leader, man. You're a leader.
I appreciate that.
Look at you. You only know one speed.
I'm trying, man.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're ready for when? When are you ready to get back out there for the 49ers?
I will be fully throwing back on the field the last week in February, like truly taking drops, throwing.
Okay.
But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a process, ups and downs, and it has been, obviously, with the second procedure and everything like that. But I feel like I'm in a really great spot. And OTAs, I should be fully cleared. I did misspeak when I was doing my exit interviews.
What do you mean?
And I said that I would be fully cleared in the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But that was cleared to run.
Okay.
Not fully cleared.
Okay.
So people took that in a very different way.
Okay.
And my PT was... gave me a hard time about it.
Oh,
I'll say that.
PT, is that the
my physical therapist?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought you, but not your HC. Your HC was
a
degree for that.
No, my HC is like, man, whenever you're ready to go, let's go. You know, Kyle. Kyle ready to go.
Right, but he can't, get you until April, right?
But, I mean, yeah. With you know, the rule, he follows the rules.
Okay, of course. He's a rule follower.
Yeah, he got fined one time.
Right.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that.
No, it's okay.
But he did get fined one time for OTAs. But it was our fault. You know, we were going too hard.
Yeah. It's not his fault.
You know, guys were sleeping on sleep numbers. Guys were ready, waking up in the morning, ready to go.
He might
have a great night of sleep.
Trey, he might win Coach of the Year tomorrow night, so you don't have to cover
him. I really don't see how he couldn't.
What was it like for you to watch this year play out?
It was hard. It was hard for sure. Ups and downs throughout the year. It got easier when I found my role. I went in, you know, after probably a few weeks after my first surgery.
Right.
And just talked to Kyle and was like, man, what can I do?
What was your role?
I started with base downs. Started with bass downs, breaking down pressures, especially once Brock started playing it, it definitely picked up, which is around the time of my second surgery, right before my second surgery. But I needed something. I needed something to feel like I was contributing. That was the hardest thing for me, was getting to that spot where I'm feeling good. I'm doing my rehab. I'm in the meetings. I'm asking the right questions. But I didn't feel like I was truly helping. A lot of time when Jimmy was playing, and obviously Jimmy's a vet. Jimmy's done it. He played at a really very high level.
Right.
But once Brock took over, like I felt like I needed the help. So whatever it was, base down pressures, third down pressures, red zone, I just tried to help as much as I could.
Well, I'm sure you were hearing all the coverage of Brock Purdy and the Magic Carpet Ride. We got Kurt,
baller.
I know we got Kurt Warner coming on in hour number two. We were on NFL Network equating Brock to what Kurt Warner did in 1999. But obviously lost in all of that was your role as potentially the future quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. At any point in time, did Shanahan pull you aside and say you're still the guy or anything like that?
It wasn't that situation, and I wouldn't want it to be that way. Brock played way too well, and Brock played at such a high level and handled himself the right way. I wouldn't want it to be a situation where I'm just handed something. And I feel horrible, obviously, for Brock, for his injury. But for me, I mean, I truly believe everything happens for a reason. Whether it's his, he's going to be better for it. Mine, I'm going to be better for it. And I'm excited to just get on the field and compete. So that's all I want an opportunity to do.
So you believe your next few months is about competing for this job?
Absolutely, yeah.
You haven't told it to
everyone saw what Brock – Brock doesn't just come in and play that well, and I just get handed something out of the blue, and I don't expect that or want that. But I truly believe, yeah, I just want an opportunity to compete. That's all I wanted at this, going into this offseason.
All right, and then one other thing that's been talked about you in particular and the 49ers is that this team we just saw is ready to roll, ready to win a championship, ready to do everything. The quarterback spot is too green. Haven't had enough reps. I mean,
yep.
You haven't played a lot of college and professional football the last few years due to COVID, due to your injuries, due to Jimmy G having the job in your rookie season. So what do you say to people that this is too much of a ready, win-now machine to be handed the reins to a guy who's yet to really do it?
I mean, all I can say to people at the end of the day is I'm going to do everything I possibly can to be as prepared as I possibly can to be ready to go every week. At the end of the day, I'm not going to promise anyone anything. I'm not going to promise anyone a certain number of wins, but I believe in myself, and at the end of the day, that's all I can do.
All right. What would it mean to pick up this trophy for you to win it one day?
We're going to get there. I was just with Christian, actually, on the flight yesterday.
With who?
Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, yeah.
Who's my teammate now.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. It's pretty cool. Christian McCaffrey, like, that's
right.
A guy.
So what are you saying?
But just being able to talk about, you know, this opportunity.
What does that conversation sound like? Come on, let us in on it, Trey Lance.
I mean, we're close.
I mean, you just told me about your bed. I mean, what's more personal than that?
No, so we're right there. I mean, like you said, man, I mean, offensively, defensively, Fred Warner's the most intense human being I've ever been around, and I can't wait to just kick his butt during training camp, and he won't participate during OTAs.
Uh-huh.
He won't participate during the OTAs because he doesn't want smoke, but...
Wow.
I'm just playing. You know, Fred,
I don't think he's playing. I'll be very honest with you. If I had to guess, is Trey playing or not playing?
And Drake Greenlaw, too. I mean, like you said, man, everything you said is 100% correct. I mean, this roster is ready to go. Coaching staff is ready to go. Plug to Bobby Slowick and Brian Greasy. Really hope they stick around.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, this is what it's all about at the end of the day. I listen to it every week this year. Talking about the ultimate goal, where we're trying to get to, and I'm just excited to be a part of it this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be – you got to go out – it must be out of your skull that you – this is still – you haven't gotten a full season. You haven't gotten a full opportunity.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
And it's been a long time. When was the last time you played a full season of football?
Right before COVID at North Dakota State. Shout out to the Bison.
There you go. Shout out to the Bison. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so what do you want to tell me about Sleep Number beds?
I mean, Sleep Number's just been such a perfect partnership for me.
Okay.
You know, like we talked about last year, you know the whole story about my mom always being hard on me about my sleep. You know, I've never admitted to her that I'm tired.
Why do you want to stay up late? Is that what you're having?
I'm trying to stay up late. I didn't have a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Game changer. You use the app?
I don't use the app, no.
Okay, well, let me put you on the app. So the app.
Okay, you want to take your phone out?
You got a minute?
Go.
Does he have a minute? I'm being told that you've got a. They're talking. He's talking about your product. You don't have to take Trey just yet.
Okay, so there's a Sleep IQ app.
There it is.
Open it up right here.
Oh, there it is.
See it right
All
here.
Right.
Sleep IQ app.
Yeah.
It will tell me how many hours of sleep, yeah. my quality of sleep.
Right.
Whether it's my average right. hours,
yeah.
average quality, heart rate variability.
Okay.
I mean, everything. It's a game changer. Also, Sleep Number makes these cooling pads.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Right.
Sleep, nice cool mattress. I mean, sheets, anything. Literally whatever you need.
I need to have 66 degrees is my temperature sleeping. What about you?
I'm about
in the room.
I'm
Do you turn it down?
I'm about 67. But I have my temperature, so it starts to heat up
uh-huh.
at about 5:30.
Yeah.
So when I wake up at 6,
yeah.
then it's a little bit warmer.
So you get out of bed, you don't want to be freezing.
You know it's hard to get wow. out of bed when you feel that. Like you can see your breath.
I do know that. Wow. By the way, is this a competition? I said 66, you said 67.
I noticed that.
Like,
it's a game changer.
I could sleep colder than you, Trey Lance.
Yeah. The bed like, warms up
you're tougher than you wake
By the way, when it comes to sleeping colder, you don't want any of my smoke.
Look at this.
By the way.
Y'all see this?
He's so locked in right now. What are you?
I'm just trying to show you my Sleep IQ app. My sleep score was 74 the other night.
But you only got the free bed. Look at you. This is amazing.
No, but this is, I mean, okay. you yeah. need to get on the app.
Okay.
I'm telling you, like, you truly need to get on the app. It's really a game changer. Like, okay. you can see how many hours you sleep.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you can track it,
mm-hmm.
and then you can understand, okay, do I feel good today because I got a massage yesterday? Knowing you, you're probably getting a lot of massages.
Wow.
Or do I feel good because I got
Trey,
a lot of sleep?
I have three children, okay? Massages.
Or because you did some push-ups, man. You know? Or are you feeling good because you did a little workout, went for a walk, went for a hike? Well, okay. I mean, what you know?
Okay. Very good. That's the...
I'm just throwing it out there for you.
Look at you, Trey
The
Lance.
Sleep IQ... he's got his phone right there. And
I do.
I just need to make
phone.
Sure... You
guys, his phone
are you guys on Sleep Numbers?
I gotta get a bed first.
We gotta get the bed.
Okay,
first. We hook up.
These
Trey,
are guys.
I got it. I got a discount code.
I had a rough night of sleep last
Trey,
night.
Trey, yeah, to your left. To your left are three guys who want free stuff. As a
yeah.
matter of fact,
yes.
the guy at the very end well, never wears a thing he's ever bought. It's
respect.
Never free.
Respect.
It's all sweat.
Armor.
Respect.
Respect.
Be careful. You need to keep it here. I'm not going to ask you for free stuff.
No, we
to
will.
Your left,
yes.
it's
I had a rough night of sleep
bad.
Last night.
Like, it's bad going your left.
Really, I'm a 13?
It's bad going your left.
13.
You guys can take me. I mean,
he's a 13.
All right, Trey Lance, your prediction for Super Bowl 57. Who wins?
Chiefs.
Well, you didn't stutter.
Did not Ooh. Stutter.
Why?
Wow. No. I mean, obviously, they're both playing the Super Bowl, so no disrespect. The Eagles have had a great season. The Chiefs have had a great season. It's just my prediction.
Why? You can't just say it and just walk out. I mean,
I'm not,
is it because you're bitter? Are you bitter about what happened to your team last
week?
I'm
not bitter. I mean, it would have been nice to obviously see a real game.
Oh.
And I think both teams would agree.
What do you mean
that.
It was a real game?
I mean,
it was a real game, wasn't it?
I mean, the whole – Real game, yes. It everything happens for a reason. True believer in that.
Okay. We lost some players.
No, but hold on a second.
Important
quarterback.
Trey.
Yes. So important.
The Trey. Fact that
it wasn't a real guy because 47 million people watched the game. I saw it. The team that won is here at the Super Bowl.
No, yeah. No, and I'm not taking nothing away from them at all. I'm not. I didn't even play in the game. So how am I going to sit here and take something away from them? I watched.
Right.
I watched just like you watched.
Yes, you did. That's true.
But you had the better seat.
But it hurt a little bit more. You know, I mean, when you can't throw the ball and the other team knows you can't throw the ball, I mean, it's that's the reality of the situation. Mm-hmm. I think they would agree the same thing. I'm not taking nothing away from them.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great team, and they beat us. That's at the end of the day, so I'm not going to take anything away from them at all.
Sounds like you are. I'm not going to lie.
I'm just making this – let me make this very clear. I'm not taking nothing away from the Eagles. They absolutely deserve to be in the Super Bowl. They deserve everything they've gotten
yes.
more, and I think it's going to be a great game. My prediction is the Chiefs, but that means nothing. That's irrelevant.
That's not irrelevant. You said it, Trey Lance. It's good.
You said it.
Thank you for stopping by.
But shout out to Jalen. Shout out to Trey Sermon, all the guys on the Eagles that I'm good friends with.
Okay.
Excited to watch them, and I hope they ball out, all of them.
There you go. And so it'll be, I guess, the first real game since the AFC Championship game.
Will you stop?
On Super Bowl 57.
Will you stop?
I've had my sleep, Trey.
I think they understand.
I've had my sleep. I'm wide awake now.
Yeah.
It's getting cold.
This is what we're doing.
Boy,
okay.
The temperature's dropping.
It's how we're starting the day. Okay.
That's Trey Lance, 09 on Twitter. Trey.Lance on Instagram. Follow
this
man.
That, man. Give me to a mail or something, man. Give me a shout out.
Give this man
You're
a follow.
Come on.
Please.
Man,
all right. Thanks for being here. courtesy of Sleep Number. I don't know if anybody could pick up that Trey Lance is here as part of Sleep Number. Well
I really needed a shirt. That would have been great.
What shirt?
Sleep Number shirt.
Well, guess what? You're going to get a Rich Eisen. I got a swag bag for
swag
you.
Bag.
There it is.
Trey, come on now.
Wait till you see what you get. Here we go. Let's pound it out.
Appreciate
Trey
that.
Lance right here on the Rich Eisen Show. By the way, the next guest is Joe Montana. We've got that coming up. And we'll talk about LeBron's special night when we come back. Back here at the Super Bowl Convention Center for Super Bowl 57. Do you know what's trending now? I will tell you. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. No payments and no interest for 6 months. This is a big deal, folks. NetSuite by Oracle has never made an offer like this in its 22 years as the leading cloud financial system. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity across every department. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/richradio. That's netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. So LeBron became the all-time... scorer in the history of the NBA.
Incredible.
Last night, the 38-year run of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the leading scorer in the history of the association came to an end last night with Kareem there and the Lakers rolling it all out. And his family was there, and it was quite a moment.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was obvious that it was a moment that led to the Lakers potentially having a letdown in the game for Oklahoma City, winning that game. But I think the fact that there's even a conversation today as to whether LeBron is the greatest scorer in the history of the NBA still, even with him having the all-time record,
how's that a conversation?
Is kind of... Just open. Oh, well, you're not on Twitter anymore.
You well, know,
you're
the
Rich Eisen social media grandmaster.
Would you have called Kareem the greatest scorer ever just because he had the record?
Kind of. I would. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you weren't alive when you watched when he was playing.
Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah, I mean, if you score the most points, you are the greatest scorer.
I don't know about that.
Then what's your definition?
Yeah. Michael Jordan has the highest points per game average in NBA history. To me, that's the greatest scorer in the league. He scores the most every game.
All right, well, that's
I like Chris's
argument.
I disagree with that.
I think it is.
And this isn't an MJ LeBron thing. I'm just kind of looking at it.
Even though you just made it that. That's the same thing as Trey Lance. Like, I'm not taking anything away from the Eagles, but I just called their NFC championship game win and not a real win.
Well, scoring the most points
not a real game.
Is also a credit to both Kareem and LeBron's longevity.
Of course.
Points per game is what you do when the game's playing.
How about this? How about this? Then let's, if you want to... not have an argument, in my estimation, even though we just had an argument in a way or a conversation about him not being the greatest scorer ever, since he is the greatest scorer ever, and he's going to put up 40,000 points when it's all said and done. That
more than that,
I just was sitting there last night watching him, you know, be with his beautiful family and seeing him, you know, after the game. There was a video of Bronny showing him his phone,
in
like the video of you know, showing his dad. Here's the moment where you broke Kareem's record, and all I could sit there and think of was being on the SportsCenter set years ago, coming on after one of his high school games was broadcast on ESPN, and him being on the cover of Sports Illustrated as the next chosen one,
as a junior,
as a high school player. And having him discussed as one of the best basketball players on the planet, potentially before even being drafted. And talking about him on SportsCenter back in the day when I was in my, you know, early 30s. And here I am, a 53-year-old man, that he's the greatest scorer in the history of the NBA. That he is maybe... You can say arguably, but I will just come out and say out of the maybe. I'll remove the maybe. Screw it. He's the greatest player to live up to the hype in the history of players living up to the hype.
No, all of sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfair expectations.
Tiger is the only one in that world. I guess you could. You know, that's the only one that would give me pause to throw the maybe in there, because LeBron, I'm talking about his high school games being on ESPN, and Tiger showed up as a three-year-old sinking putts for Bob Hope on the Mike Douglas show, you know, which, again, I know I'm dating myself. But see, he was as a three-year-old kid out there, but nothing beats the spotlight of SportsCenter being thrown on you.
Yeah.
And Tiger had the same thing thrown on him. But LeBron also didn't have any Thanksgiving moments, you know. He has been just from start to finish one of the greatest, if not the greatest, livers up to the hype ever.
Ever.
And you're never on TMZ, never doing anything but the right thing.
Even just no injuries, and like nothing really has derailed a year or two.
Is, you know, his beautiful family, you know, out also, there celebrating his moment.
It was cool.
In front of Kareem.
It was actually a lot cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Really? Just,
yeah, we all watched together.
Yeah, we all get caught up in, I guess, what we started the conversation with, which is like, is he the greatest scorer of all time? There's Jordan, there's Kobe, there's Bill Russell, about the greatest winner of all time, and who's this and who's that? But just in terms of kid having high school games aired live on ESPN, drafted by, of all teams, his hometown team.
Yeah.
And the hype that he had to live up to, by the way, when Kobe was at his zenith and when others were, you know, who he has since passed on the way to passing Kareem, being not only active but all-time greats. I mean, wearing Jordan's number to start. I mean, all of it. You've got to give it up.
It's very Tom Brady-ish, too, when you just talk about longevity. Like, guys started their career after him and retired before him.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's just still going. He's still at the height. If the Lakers had a better record, he'd be in the MVP conversation. Like, he's really having a phenomenal year outside of this that's kind of been looming over the whole season.
And, you know, I was just sitting there thinking of that last night. It's another one of those sports moments where I sit around and I think of Stuart Scott and wonder what he would say and what he would think, you know, as LeBron passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, again, he's going to have 40,000 points. He may have 40.
He's going to have more.
He's going to have 42,000 points when it's all said.
Now, he may set this so far. 5 years left, you would think.
Right. Well, he did say after TNT said afterwards that he wants to play at least a couple more years.
Did you think he was going to go hook shot? Because we kind of
sky hook, right? Well, I mean, It's kind of interesting just to linger on the moment itself, because there's a still photograph that's gone viral, and we have it. And it's just this is a moment that I think could be a painting, and you can hang it in a museum.
Hang it in the Louvre, as I like
Because
to say.
Here he is shooting, you know, his shot. And there's a couple things about this that is amazing. First of all, you want to talk about a 21st century moment. Yeah. Everybody has their phones out.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're watching the moment through their phones, with the exception of, as you could see at the very bottom right of your screen, the richest man in the arena, by far, Phil Knight of Nike, is sitting there with his hands in his lap, like, okay, I don't need to take
he's
out my phone.
He's sitting next to Bryson Bronny, which is so cool.
I don't know. It's truly unreal. It's awesome. of him just sitting there with his hands in his lap, and pretty much everyone else has their phones out. And then another, I guess, 21st century moment is Thomas Bryant, number 31 at the bottom of your screen, of the photograph, calling for the ball. Like, he's posting up SGA, like, hey, I'm open. And this reminds me of the old Adam Sandler bit about Wilt Chamberlain breaking the record of most points scored in a game is 100-point night. Adam Sandler's joke is, you know, Wilt is got 96 points, 98 points. Timeout. They go to the huddle, and one of his teammates looks at Wilt and goes, hey, Wilt, I'm open. You know, and it's one of my favorite jokes that Adam Sandler tells. I thought about, like, you know, Thomas Bryant, like, okay, brother, he needs one more bucket to pass Kareem. His whole family's there. Everybody's expecting it. Like, he's going to hit the open man.
But,
got it.
But
okay,
Rich,
terrific.
That's LeBron's whole career. There's probably a 40% chance he may have passed the ball to Thomas because that's LeBron's game, and if he thought he had a better shot.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, if you just look at this snapshot, if Thomas Bryant has got Shea Gilgeous Alexander underneath
the bed. Yeah, should have got the rock.
Honestly, like, LeBron should have actually gotten an assist on this play, but come on. I just love how he's like, hey, man, I'm open. And then all I could think of as well for this iconic photograph is that the kid who's asking for the ball is named Bryant.
And I didn't think about that.
In Los Angeles, there's a he shot his record-breaking shot. His record-breaking basket was shot over a teammate for the Lakers named Bryant. And I honestly sat there and thought to myself, that is wild. Like, you can't make that sort of stuff up.
He wears number 31 like Kurt Rambis, who has nothing to do with this, but I just figured
out. Well, I mean, I'm sure, you know, Kurt had something to do with it because, you know, he's in the Lakers front office. But we don't want to go there on this wonderful Laker day. So there you go. I mean, this is a shot that everyone's talking about today. And
also, just kind of the way he ended it with, like, the, like, F, man. Like, thank you.
Oh, that was something.
You know what I mean? Like, that was hilarious. Like, everything about it was just cool.
But like you said, it's since 16. No one's had as much pressure as him. When you figure the amount of people who want this man to fill, for as many people
pulling him in so many different directions,
we're in the camera phone situation. Every time he leaves the house, someone's got a camera on him. Yeah. People are waiting for him to trip up. People are waiting for him to do something dumb. And
dude, we parsed this three-word tweet earlier this week.
Yeah,
maybe it's me. You know, and we legitimately did that. I think because it is a story. What he thinks and what he tweets to his gajillion followers, and that is the life that he leads, and he has led it remarkably well. And you know, the guy clearly, you know, has his faults and things to criticize him, you know, about. But for somebody to come into the league the way that he did, and the fact that he still has more of a story left to write. We all know he's going to play with his son. I mean, like, that's going to happen. Yeah. Like, whatever it takes, it's going to happen.
And wherever it could be. I mean, it could be in Orlando. It could be anywhere.
It's going to happen. Like, that literally is we all know this on this day. And we just don't know when that's going to happen.
Yep.
And he is, as we said, when Brady retired for good. Earlier,
I see how you used air quotes.
I did use it because you have to. That he retired for good. That it's now LeBron's sports world for us to wonder about his end game, how long he can keep it up at an advanced age that nobody else is able to look like the way he looks and plays. Like, it is very similar to Brady, and. Just the winning of the championships, that's the question. Can he win another one like Brady while he stays active longer than most people think, like Brady, playing at a high level that nobody else had ever been able to play at such an advanced age, like Brady? That's you know, that might be the next movie, I guess, like Brady. I don't know if Lil Bow Wow can you know, reprise his role. So that's the way I'm looking at it.
You'll have
now.
A part in that movie, though.
I just got opened a residual check before leaving here
for Mike.
For I think it was 85 cents.
Oh, Rich.
It was Ocho Cinco. It really was. Not kidding. Hey, also, did you see Brady had Belichick on his pod?
I did.
They're still friends.
Mutual admiration.
Surprise
anxiety.
People.
Exactly. Like, what are we?
Well, I think there's been, you know, a false narrative, obviously, that these guys have some beef and that they don't really like it. By the way, also, I wouldn't be surprised if Brady signs the one day. Like, I think that's coming.
I wouldn't be.
And I think that shocks people. Like, I don't know why.
Don't you remember when Brady went back as a Buck and almost lost to Mac Jones? That was at the zenith of the Mac Jones era, pretty much close to it. You know, it was the beginning.
He made the playoffs that year.
Yeah, I would say he did. No, no. I guess a lame attempt to troll on you here, but they had like a didn't they have like a 20-minute conversation after the game?
Right.
I think that whatever was discussed there all week long prior to that got hashed out.
Yeah,
it didn't surprise me. It was pretty cool though.
It was really cool.
And then he had Peyton Manning
on. Peyton Manning's on this
latest
week.
Latest example. Yeah. He doesn't need Fox to have a platform.
Then
but
no.
He might need Fox to have a $375 million
right,
payday.
To be an owner
good
someday,
scratch
maybe.
For the first time ever, stream the Super Bowl for free. Super Bowl 57's on Westwood One Sunday, February 12th. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Joe Montana's making his way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my God. This is amazing.
Ankle watch.
For what?
His ankle for what?
I don't know. Joe's in his 60s. We just got to make sure he's all right.
I'm going to ask you this, and I really mean it from the heart.
Me or him?
Everybody.
Okay.
No videos?
No videos of his ankle coming up.
Well, he's retired. His ankles are fine.
It's creepy.
We don't know that.
Can I hug him? Because I love
you can, of course,
he's 66.
My Notre Dame guy. I saw him play.
Got to make sure he's all right.
You can hug him.
I saw him play as a kid. In ND.
I would still say this, though, Rich. We talked about Brady 7. I still say that's an anomaly.
Yes.
I think 4 should still be the number people shoot for because 7 is just...
Wait a minute.
You have to have so much to get right.
No, Mr. Hussein. He was there when Rudy was there, right?
Yes. He was a freshman.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Joe is on the record.
Oh,
as
here
saying,
we go. Right, Joe.
Stop. Joe's in your camp. Joe's in your camp.
Oh, stop.
Oh, the fact that I could use a Super Bowl show platform for this, I think, is a force of good.
The real Rudy wants to fight you. Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah. For people who don't know, Rich and the real Rudy from the movie Rudy has beef with Rich.
I have beef with Notre Dame. But I'm going to put it aside for the man who's right behind you. Okay,
hey,
right
my
behind
guy.
You. Everybody act accordingly. Okay,
that's my guy right there.
Act accordingly. Joe Montana is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Come on out, Joe. You can take a seat. Good to see you. Oh, I know. Here he comes. Joe Montana's about to sit down. We're going to wrap up hour number one right here on the Rich Eisen Show on our terrestrial radio outfit and our radio listeners. Stay tuned. Joe Montana just sat down right here, concluding our first hour of 3 days here at the Super Bowl State. We're still here on the Roku channel. Good to see you, Joe. How are you? Pull that microphone in front of you right there.
Yeah,
there you
thanks.
Go. There you go.
Well,
by the way,
I had a jockey over here earlier.
No, I know. Here you go.
No,
you
I'm
go.
Kidding.
Good
I'm
to
kidding.
See you.
You too. How you been?
I'm fine. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
Yep.
Then we come back at the top of the hour, and then we talk.
Yeah. No worries.
Does that sound good to you? I appreciate you
I'm
saying not, yes.
I'm here.
I'm yours?
I'm in your
you're
world.
Mine?
I'm okay. in your world.
This is amazing. It's great to see you, Joe.
You too.
Joe Montana is here, and then Kurt Warner's coming by next.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah, got all the old guys.
Huh?
All the old guys.
Not the old guys. You don't consider yourself an old guy, do you, Joe?
Well, I used to have a lot more hair.
Who are you talking to? Look at me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
I know. That's great.
And it's great. Right?
That's great. Well, fantastic. I appreciate you coming here. And then we just had Trey Lance here as well.
Nice.
So I want to have a conversation with you on that front. And then I'm sorry, I'm a Michigan guy, so I'm sorry you overheard me slagging on Notre Dame as you walked in.
Well,
here.
Yeah, don't worry. We just had guys that flunked out of Notre Dame. They went straight to Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm not sure how that happened. But I don't know.
Wow. Flunked out and went straight to Michigan, huh? What was your GPA, Joe?
It wasn't very good.
You had a better quarterback rating
but
in the Super Bowl.
But I could have got into Michigan, too.
All right, that'll wrap up hour number one right here in the Super Bowl town. When we come back, a full-on conversation with Joe Montana, four-time Super Bowl champ, when we come back here to the Super Bowl State, live on the Roku channel.